Wisconsin's Department of Criminal Investigations cleaned up 27 clandestine labs during 2006. Justice Department spokesman Kevin St. John says that number has decreased since last year, but that's not the problem. He says U.S. Department drug enforcement money is used to hire private local firms to eliminate the hazards left behind. Even then, St. John says safety concerns remain.
The chemicals that are used in that production get into the couch, get into the curtains, get into the floor, get into the walls, get into the plumbing. There aren't the kinds of standards for cleanup which you might see in other environmental situations. And that is a serious problem that I know a lot of people right now are working hard to address.
The Environmental Protection Agency has recommendations for addressing meth lab sites, but it has no set standards to determine if a home or apartment is safe from methamphetamine chemicals like ether, ammonia, and antifreeze. That's a concern for local law enforcement agencies. So far, Superior Police Department Patrol Captain Charles Legesse says they haven't had problems with safety when responding to meth labs.
The fact that the state has provided training for local officers and the equipment, that isn't really a new resource, but it's been a very important resource, and it's given us the ability to make that initial entry and determine is this a lab site and do what's needed to do to make it safe for any immediate hazard.
Ultimately, it's up to the local health departments to determine if the area is no longer a threat to public health. Douglas County's Health Department Environmental Supervisor Pat Heiser says that's not easy.
They are fairly labor-intensive. It also entails other people, like a location that has a private septic system, or if the individual potentially has dumped chemicals outside, then you're also getting the DNR involved because of potential environmental contamination. These problems can be quite elaborate, very expensive to clean up after.
Heiser says it's challenging.
There isn't a set level that we can test for on methamphetamine residual. I mean, there are other chemicals that we can look at. We know there are standards for ammonia, things like that, but not for methamphetamine. And once that standard is established, then we will be able to take tests and we will know that this residence is safe to be reoccupied.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed a measure in February instructing the EPA to develop guidelines to ensure former labs pose no health risk. The Senate has yet to pass the bill. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.